Welcome to another podcast from SearchManufacturingERP.com. I'm David Essex, the editor of the site. Manufacturing execution systems are critical to some manufacturers' production operations, but many MESs are outdated or poorly integrated with ERP, prompting their owners to wonder if it's time for a replacement. How do you know when an MES is no longer capable of taking your company into the future? Aren't there times when a legacy system will do just fine? And once you do decide to buy a new MES, how do you build a business case for it? For guidance, we'll talk with John Jacque of AltaVia Consulting. Jacque has over 25 years of experience in manufacturing in industries like aerospace, consumer products, automotive, and pharmaceuticals. He is an active member of the Resource Consumption Accounting Institute, Project Management Institute, and Mesa International, where he serves as project manager of the Metrics Framework and Guidebook. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
What would you say are some of the most obvious signs that a legacy MES is no longer cutting it?
Let me take one step backwards to start with, because some people think that a legacy MES, you have to have hardware, software, and everything else in place. But if you're in the manufacturing world, as a manufacturer, you're making things, you're able to ship it, you're able to work with your entire supply chain. So therefore, even if you have an MES system that consists of sneakernet, clipboards, whiteboard, and whatever it takes to make things happen, that's also considered an MES. So the question is what are you looking for? Is it cutting it or is it not cutting it? To be a little bit more specific with that, you're trying to create a solution to your problems. And a lot of this has to do with the expansion of your business. Are you adding new products? Are you adding new lines? Is this through acquisition? Are you able to absorb those assets? So some of those things are the questions that you need to start with to understand that if you're simply running this through spreadsheets, databases, and a lot of manual data entry, and then having to do it all over again. That would be a sign that you're not cutting it and that you need to be able to move on rather than supporting single point-to-point solutions.
Can you recommend some questions that manufacturers could ask themselves to help them decide whether to stay with their existing MES or maybe scrap it for a new one?
There's a lot of questions that we can start asking ourselves about that. Have we recently installed or purchased a new ERP system? Do we have other new automated equipment that's come onto our shop floor? And is that possibly to be, and is that integratable into what we have, or do we need to have something different? Does our current system support an upgrade path? Other questions that keep a lot of people up at night are, what federal regulations do I need to track? Am I meeting my customers' demands for information? Is the CFO or my executive office requiring better cost-controlling measures, as well as trackability back to them? Do my departments and other executives need to have better accountability? The biggest single question you need to ask yourself is, do I have the desire to drive that change? Do I have the cost in place to be able to handle that? Do I have the man hours to be able to interface into those kinds of efforts?
It seems as if integration with ERP and other enterprise systems and even the web has become one of the more desired features in modern-day MES. How can a company decide whether their existing MES will be able to integrate in the way they want it to?
That actually brings us up to some new technology that's available, even in things like the handheld or palm-held devices, such as the iPad or Android devices. Those are all web interfaceable. So in a lot of cases, some of these MES solutions need to be able to have that web interface because that could be the interface for your shop floor. So rather than carrying around a clipboard, that could actually be the starting point. Let me start with a simple concept here. Personally, in our jobs, we have an annual review process, and in our companies, we have annual as well as five-year strategies. When it comes to the integration of a lot of the MES products as well as into ERP, we should really try to roadmap some of these things so that we know where we want it to go and how to progress through that. As a global education instructor for Mesa, the product transformation assessments is something that we work with through in our classes that will support things like a linked operation through resource consumption. Now, for the MES community, so I'm going to use a really bad word, accounting. But resource consumption accounting is a methodology that allows us to be able to link operations to finance, creating better standards, governance, as well as enterprise manufacturing intelligence throughout.
What kinds of issues usually will tip the balance when it comes time to really do the cost-benefit calculation and decide whether it's worth replacing your MES?
Many corporate executives would like to be able to see value from the MES layer. And oftentimes, and if you say MES to a corporate executive, oftentimes they'll give you this big blank stare, because they're really pretty much interfacing to the ERP for all of the external interfacing that they have to do to board members, et cetera. While many of the shop floor folks really are looking for the, when you say ERP, they're looking at the ERP as feeding the big green monster that they never get anything back from. They just keep on feeding it. So what it really comes down to is, how do we create that connection? As I said a minute ago, there is a methodology that Mesa uses, as well as other organizations use, called RCA, that helps to create that. Another cost benefit is, if you have solutions on your floor or in your ERP that do not have hooks into the data and the data flow to basically create better driving decisions, that's going to be a key to be able to really be the cost benefit. Because if you can create those contextualized decision points by integrating the various parts of your floor, that's going to be the solution.
Let's say the decision is made to stay with the legacy system. What strategies do you recommend for keeping it as current as possible and continuing to get enough value from it so you can forestall having to replace it?
Again, the one thing we have to really think about here is, what are the specific goals of not only our existing MES system, what are the goals of the future of our MES system? How do we want that to progress? What is the roadmap that we need to be able to put in place? And understanding how our legacy products have limitations, where their limitations are, and where they also have expandable growth, whether it's through the an understanding of the roadmap that exists from the manufacturer of that particular system, that's really the driver. But basically, we need to have a future state in mind. We need to make sure that we have all of the integration points that are going to be able to drive success and decisions for our organizations right now, as well as at least in the short term, even if it's to forestall it only by a year or two.
For many IT and production managers, it will become obvious that the newer MES products have too many advantages to ignore, including features they just can't get from their legacy system. But they'll still have to make a business case for it to senior management. What are some of the new technologies and other advantages, including maybe financial ones, that the C-level managers might find the most persuasive?
Some of the new technologies that are available that are really increasing speed, throughput, understanding of the queries within your systems are things like in-memory solutions that will actually drive higher responses across your whole MES system and across your whole layer of interconnectability. There are also better ETL or extract transfer load tools to create solutions that give you, as I said a minute ago, those hooks to be able to create understanding from point to point, from operations all the way through finance. One example I can think of you want to really be able to create a drive home to is, you want to be able to create a linkage to understanding for your executives. For instance, if I have a MES system that I've just put in, and it's really great, it's meeting all of my factory needs, but what it's really done is it's created a little bit of excess capacity or an understanding of where I have excess capacity. The executive is going to still see the same product moving through the plant without any change in what's really there, until we tell them that they now have the ability to give us more capacity within our organization. And until we do that and create an understanding or a visualization of that understanding, that's going to be hard for them to see. So it's that connectivity and linkage to that understanding that's really going to be drive it home.
Well, John, thanks for spending time with us today.
No problem. Glad to be here.